The BC Environmental Assessment Office, EO, has concluded that an environmental assessment of the proposed Record Ridge mineral mine outside of Rossland is not required. On August 19, the EAO's Chief Executive Assessment Officer Alex McLennan said that West High Yield, Y, Resources' proposed open-pit magnesium mine does not meet the threshold to automatically require an environmental assessment. The EAO acknowledged applications submitted by the Sinixt Confederacy and Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation and Save Record Ridge Action Committee that asked to designate the project as reviewable. McLennan deemed the environmental review unnecessary, but said that Y must still obtain all necessary permits and other applicable approvals from other regulatory agencies for the project to proceed. "This decision denies us a voice in the future of our land," said Sinixt Chairman Jard Michael Erickson in a release. "The proposed Record Ridge mine could impact our water, wildlife, and cultural sites. We asked for a proper process to assess those risks and to be part of the discussion." The province has said, no. The Sinixt are not alone in their support for an environmental assessment. The Te Na Ha Nation Council, Splats Inn, and Shuswap Band also supported the call for an assessment, along with the City of Rossland, the Regional District of Kootenay Boundary, RDKB, and Environment and Climate Change Canada. As a member of the Record Ridge Mining Development Review Committee, MDRC, Rossland Council made it clear it did not support the project. In a March letter to MDRC Chair Kathy Wagger, Rossland Mayor Andy Morell listed several key concerns he said have not been addressed by the project proponent, including the project's potential socioeconomic impact, transportation effects, environmental risks, and the transparency of the company behind the proposal. "The reality with the whole Mining Act is that it is so antiquated, to not take in the social ramifications of a project like that. It needs to be updated, it needs to address social issues, health impacts, economic impacts, etc. to communities," Mayor Morell told The Times. Y Resources altered the mine's potential production capacity from 200,000 tons to 63,500 tons per year to slip below the province's Reviewable Projects Regulation, RPR, threshold for a new mineral mine of 75,000 tons. "The company dropped the production capacity so it could be underneath the threshold, which is ridiculous," said Morell. "Because we know they've been telling their investors for years that they are going to maximize access to this mineral. How can you get away with that?" McLennan said the EAO decision considered the threshold alongside other features of Record Ridge, including a relatively small footprint. According to Y Resources' proposal, operations will be limited to 8 months of the year, with an anticipated workforce of 30 to 40 people. Chief Clarence Louis of the Osoyoos Indian Band welcomed the decision, along with partner Y Resources President and CEO, Frank Marasco Jr. "We are pleased that the Environmental Assessment Office respected the opinion of the Osoyoos Indian Band and has allowed the project to proceed," said Louis in a release. "We look forward to working with the leadership of West High Yield to ensure this project is of the highest standards in keeping with the traditions and expectations of our people." The Osoyoos Indian Band signed a cooperation agreement with Y Resources in September 2023 that assures the band's oversight of the open-pit mineral mine project. "We are extremely pleased with the EAO's final designation decision, which validates the rigorous review our project has already undergone through the Mine Development Review Committee process led by the BC Ministry of Mining and Critical Minerals," said Marasco. "This outcome provides the clarity and certainty we need to advance toward final permitting and development of the project." Under Section 11 of the Environmental Assessment Act, Save Record Ridge and the Sinixt formally applied for the project to be designated for review. The Sinixt expressed concern that the mine will pose serious environmental risks that could affect ungulate habitat sacred to Sinixt hunting and cultural practices, harm water quality and fish populations, disturb red-listed species and ecologically sensitive areas, and affect archaeological and cultural sites. "The government inaction is more evidence of a disturbing trend. The province also recently released its decision that the Zinkton All-Season Resort in the Slokan did not require an environmental assessment, which raised serious concerns from the Sinikst and several other First Nations. "We've been caretakers of this land for thousands of years," said Erickson. "Yet we continue to be excluded from decisions that affect the future of our own territory. That is not reconciliation. That is erasure." Y Resources began drilling in the area in 2005 as part of its Phase 1 field activity. The company was originally focused on the acquisition, exploration and development of mineral resource properties with a primary objective to locate and develop economic gold and iron ore properties. "We remain committed to building a sustainable operation that delivers critical minerals for Canada while protecting the environment and creating lasting benefits for local communities and Indigenous partners," added Marasco. According to its proponents, the Record Ridge Mineral Mine is a unique Canadian source of critical minerals, with a focus on magnesia, MgO, and silica, CO2, products, both recognized as strategic and essential to the clean energy transition and a low-carbon economy. Visit the EAO Record Ridge decision at EPIC, EAO Project Information Center.